initiation. Mother was for initiated. He was treated as, and then he comes to what is known as now near Jalasar, like 2 hours from Kharagpur. So there is this town of Jalasar, and near there comes this town of Ramona. So Ramona is famous for the deities of Lord Gopinath, and this deity is known as Kshiram Chaur Gopinath. Now the last time we discussed. So Madan arrives there, takes version of the beautiful version of Lord Gopinath, some great ecstasy, starts chanting and dancing, seeing the deities. Then he settles down, he sees that the standard of worship of Lord Gopinath is very exalted. He is inspired to see those standards. And just like any devotee, he wants to also improve the standards of his own worship of Lord Gopinath. This is very interesting because the difference between a great devotee and a godlike conditioned soul is in the vision. The vision of a conditioned soul is whenever the conditioned soul sees an object, he passes that object through his vision and thinks in 2 ways. Will this object give me pleasure or will it give me pain? Literally, every moment that's how we are calculating. Whenever there is a relationship with any object or a person or a situation, then the uppermost thought in our mind is, will this give me pleasure or will it give me pain? So whatever gives me pleasure, whatever ichha, desire, and whatever we do will give me pain, we develop vision or hatred. So therefore, that is our overall understanding of samanda. That how these objects in the relationship with me will give me pleasure, will give me pain. Yeah, don't keep mobile. Some temple or some other place, we also feel, how can we improve the situation in our yatra? How can we improve situations here? How can we incorporate this in our temple? So it's quite natural when we come in contact with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So Madhava is also like this, when he was looking at the beautiful temple of Ramana, of Gopinathji, he's thinking, what aspects can I incorporate in the worship of Gopal? So it says, Aya Chinta Vritti Amri Vyadha Udaas Aya Chinta Vritti Amri Vyadha Udaas. So Madhava Guru, he sits there and is completely satisfied and doesn't believe in the need for his existence. He just depends on whatever comes out of his own accord. Because of the incidents which are going to happen, some background is given about the character of Madhava Guru, otherwise we may misunderstand. So his behavior was not that of chasing items or foodstuffs or other material objects. He was anarchic of Vritti. He would not attempt to get anything. Whatever would come out of his own accord, he would accept it. Therefore he was Virata, completely detached and seen indifference. Ayachita Pale, Khandanaya Upvasa. If he did not find anything, he will fast. So, Shrita Madhava is inquiring from the Pujaris. All the different items they offer, and the Pujari explains in great detail. So this kind of exchange between devotees about how we can improve our service to Krishna is what is known as Guru Mahakyati Pichati. And it is one of the examples of that. That means every devotee has a right to inquire from other devotees irrespective of the geographical position, location, about how he is worshipping Krishna. Smile. God was not yours, Krishna's.
Krishna's grace
consciousness and association of the world. If all of us are following some god or some demigod or some kind of Hinduism somewhere, I don't think any godliness at this room. Thank you. and welcome to the island and taking their father of sleeping this week. The human is Ramachari Vukkabai. Something. We are totally dependent on that much. steps for come and give them and a cup of them, and that time will be very close and rich. So here, Prabhupada is giving me that Madhavendra Puri was detached from eating and sleeping, but he was not detached from chanting, he was attached to chanting. So he got up, went away, because he thought, I have committed an offense, an apparat, I do not deserve to stay here in this temple, because I have meditated on the Lord's offer and believed his offer. This feeling deeply that guilt does not lead them to give up the process of Krishna consciousness. So sometimes when a person feels guilty because of some lapse, of course, this is not to be compared with any of the conditioned soul's lapses, but this to be a point that sometimes to get some Krishna consciousness, one may make a mistake. One may be deluded temporarily. There may be some temptation, one may break the regulating principle, one may offend someone, there may be a relapse. A mistake, accident, a circumstantial deviation of any sort. So because of that, one may punish oneself by increasing the austerity of decreasing one's eating or sleeping or any of the other things which you can do. Okay. said, I don't believe in the devils. I believe in something. I said, oh, yeah, this is going to be this devil. This is going to be money, right? The first one is called Arjus. I said, I was just asking Arjus. And I came there, and then I said, well, the victim is very hard, we can start dancing. So we danced to the victim. And after the victim, I said, any questions? So that was a great experience. I said, any problems? Yeah, only man and woman are separate. I said, we have only one man and woman are together. As well. All of us participate in the pleasure. So, no problem. How much fun is that? I said, wow, that's great. Put him down. Doing well and keeping track within the next 6 days. 6 days from there, the big eruption of America happened. Just 6 days later. And hundreds and millions of people all over the world were affected. And because they didn't share one bank, they actually made money. And it's harder for me to answer. I think you can know. Are Upadhyayas. Krishna's activities are absolute and they are all good. Right? So I'm thinking that stealing is not auspicious. Stealing is immoral. But when Krishna performs an act that goes beyond the standard of the brain morality. So with Krishna performing the act of stealing, then whatever Krishna does is all good. Krishna stole a little from Maharaj and Krishna gave a lot of prosperity to Sudama. So externally it may appear that Sudama and Bali Maharaj both got different treatments. But actually speaking, both of them received the same mercy. They got the same treatment. That is described that this kind of punishment which you have given me, no personality ever gives to this dependence. Yama Mata Pita Drata Suras, a father, a mother, a master, never punishes their servant like this, as you are punishing me. I consider that worship is because it is coming from you. So the Lord punished Maharaj by taking on his prosperity. And the Lord, it seems, rewarded Sudama by giving him prosperity. Kuchayam Malayam Kshamam Vijandha Manistam Dhanam Vini Parijaya Sakshat Shamadam Vijan Enavani. Sudama did not even know that so much prosperity has come, and he was very, very happy and blissful with Krishna's reciprocation. But the Lord knew, he is astonished to see his entire poverty-stricken home converted into a palatial mansion. And so many people in India consider Sudama pastime to be the epitome of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what I want. And Bhagavad Kathaka has never missed that pastime. Everyone gets hope. If Sudama could get that, so I also have hope. So Krishna seems to be a universal agency. Invest in Krishna. But if you read Krishna Sikhar Thakur's report, you realize
from Krishna's point. Thank you.
Indians, yeah, 42,000 Indians. So he said, what is the fasting? He said, well, you know, fasting means we are going to such comfort. We have lost patience to deal with problems. We have patience to deal with problems. We are already in a very popular position. We are going up. You know, all machines are going up, the systems are properly. But Indians, we are going up in a lot of difficulty in India. Thank you. better society. Thank you. in Greenland. Iceland, water goes and still works in Greenland. Can you imagine? And what is the start of the ice cream? Gracias. time of Shri Ramadhanupi, we should also be inspired in that same moment, according to our capacity, and the whole list of discomforts he went through, carrying so much of chanda, and meeting the government officials, and Malaysia was also a very good culture, but now situation is very large. So, there was a monkey in the hospital, and now he's back in last week. The monkey can do help, so it was a player. That is the company. So, we are not in the world, so we are still in the world, and we don't know what's going on.